Today, we are interviewing Tripp Young about Safe to Style. And Safe to Style recognizes that athletes care about how they look while they play. The project aims to teach lacrosse athletes how to decrease the chances of injury while maintaining a sense of style. Tripp built an awareness brand and provided a service to his fellow lacrosse players, teaching the importance of safety and how to find a healthy medium between style and safety. Welcome, Tripp. What problem is your project focus on solving, and who is in your target market?
The challenge I posed for my project was, how can I convince and teach young lacrosse players how to wear equipment properly? Lacrosse players are getting injured as a result of wearing their equipment incorrectly. I wanted to create a brand that raises awareness on how to properly wear equipment while making it socially stylish as well. Last year, I saw my team season crumble as a result of my friend and key player Jackson Redd getting injured. Jackson was slashed in his arm, where his equipment should have been, and suffered a significant injury. As a result, our team lost in the state champion to our school rival, Salesiana.
And how did you discover the problem that you decided to focus on for the project?
As a lacrosse player myself, I recognized that athletes were not committing themselves to every play in both practices and games. Throughout research, I found that the fear arose from their concern that their equipment was altered to look good and that they held back because they were compromising their safety for style.
And what inspired you to work on solving this problem?
So personally, I've been injured as a result of misworn equipment. When I created this initiative, I envisioned myself being the person I would have wanted to know, helping teach kids like my younger self how to wear equipment properly.
So talk about your solution.
Safe to Style is an awareness brand that teaches the importance of why and how to wear equipment safely. Lacrosse kids who want to play and enjoy the sport are injured as a result of improperly wearing their lacrosse equipment. Safe to Style is an awareness brand that teaches the importance of wearing equipment and shows athletes how you can be stylish and safe at the same time. Unlike professional players who fix their equipment to reduce protection, Safe to Style focuses on teaching how to wear equipment so it fits and is safe.
Can you talk about how you began your experimentation process?
Sure. So let me backtrack. In the beginning of my research process, I recognized that there was a want for a solution for this problem, although I really had no idea how I wanted to address it. I first decided that I wanted to talk to individual teammates, where I learned that the initial market was split into several different submarkets. This made me redirect my attention. I decided to focus my research and findings on the differences between the market and divide the teamy into the according submarkets.
And what did that lead to?
So I divided my team into the different subgroups. So players who were aware of the risk they put themselves in, players who weren't sure how to wear equipment properly, players who idolized more skilled players and put themselves at risk to emulate how they looked, and the players who just wear their equipment properly. I then used these four markets and cross-pollinated. I took constituents from the markets who were willing to make a change with the constituents who were less willing to make a change. And this worked great. I found that the bandwagon effect of including both sides helped disseminate the idea better and encourage athletes to see the real problem as opposed to being clouded by this peer pressure to wear equipment incorrectly.
And where did you go from there?
I then realized that my idea, if executed properly, could reach a larger audience, whether it be athletes for different sports or other schools. With the gathered information and the support of my team, I created an awareness Instagram called Safe to Style to spread the awareness for my cause. I did this through interviewing athletes who had changed their equipment use for the better to gauge how their change has affected their playing in a positive way.
How did your understanding of the problem you were solving develop over time?
I found that the more that my idea was spread, the more people wanted to buy into the idea. I initially interviewed a couple of teammates who were super dedicated to the idea, but because everyone loved the interviews, more and more athletes changed the way that they used their equipment and to be interviewed, which really increased the popularity and helped change more and more athletes' equipment use for the better.
Can you also now talk about this latest experiment?
Sure. So at this point, I wanted to expand the horizons of my project with the goal to reach an even wider audience. I've reached out to college athletes with the intention to get their insights on how to play safe and what they do to stay safe. So far, I've spoken to D3 athlete River Harper, who gave me super great insight. And I have Tufts athlete Jackson Redd, who is the reason why I started this program, who I stated earlier, who's ready to interview and talk about how his experiences have shaped the way he changed his equipment use for the better.
That's great. What's next for the project?
I'd like to just keep making more videos. I feel like it's really, really helped with the spread of the idea. More and more kids are changing their equipment use for the better. And I also really want to engage some more college athletes to explain how their equipment use has increased their way to be safe. I also would like to extend the reach of the project across to other Delaware state schools to help other programs building a safer, more competitive Delaware league. I also believe that if everyone really buys into this idea, I think Delaware lacrosse can do something really, really great.
What did you learn from this process that you think is going to benefit you in the future?
So something that I learned and something that I personally really struggled with is being able to work in a metaphorical gray area, specifically in sports and school. My work and my work ethic has been assessed and graded. And in this program, I learned to accept a fail, but not let that failure fail me. I learned that a part of the overarching learning process is to keep pursuing something, even if you see opportunity, and don't let immediate failure get in your way.
Wonderful job. Really great stuff, Tripp. Thank you so much for joining us today, sharing about your project, sharing about your entrepreneurial journey. Outstanding work. Congratulations on graduating from the Social Innovators Program.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.